It's only December 2nd, and it seems like the Christmas and the holiday season has been around with us for quite some time. Even now, of course, now today, we just begin our preparation with this season of Advent. But there's so many people who are even busier than they normally are, trying to plan that perfect party or find that perfect gift, and just all this extra busyness, and sometimes that brings about extra anxiety in people's lives too, around the time of the holidays for different reasons. But thank God for this season of Advent that the church gives us to remind us that we are called to slow down, to take time to reflect and prepare our hearts for the celebration of the coming of Jesus, his birth on Christmas. But when we hear our readings today, we might think, well, wait a minute, didn't we just hear readings like this recently? And where the second reading and our gospel both focus on that second coming of Jesus in glory at the end of time, when he will judge the living and the dead, as we say and profess and believe in our creed. The second coming, which, especially as we hear those words from the gospel, Luke's gospel today, those signs in the heavens, signs that could bring about great anxiety in people's lives at that time, or maybe even make us anxious right now. That gospel today is actually Luke's version of Mark's gospel that we heard 2 weekends ago, so it should, or hopefully should, sound pretty familiar. So Jesus invites us to recognize and to look for his second coming. Advent itself, of course, yes, is our preparation for Christmas. But the word Advent itself means coming, or to come to. And we celebrate those two great comings of Christ. Yes, through the incarnation, through the birth of the Son of God on Christmas Day, and as we look forward as well, Jesus' second coming in glory. But it's not meant for us to look forward to that second coming with anxiety, but instead, as we heard in the gospel today, as Jesus said, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. We're invited to look forward with expectant hope and with great confidence when the Lord comes again in our lives. But perhaps the key for us of doing that is to listen to a little bit more of what Jesus says today. Do not allow your hearts to become drowsy from the anxieties of daily life. Certainly we all have those anxieties, the busyness, all the things we get ourselves caught up into in daily life. We can lose sight of Jesus' coming into our lives. And to help prepare us to celebrate his first coming once again, and his second coming, it's important for us to recognize and welcome his coming into our lives in the everyday, in the normal daily events of our lives. To welcome him and invite him to come into those anxieties that we experience in our lives. To realize, yes, that the Lord is with us, we are temples of the Holy Spirit, and he is constantly working in our lives. He is constantly reaching out to us, constantly wishing to speak to us, but it's a matter for us of taking that time and slowing down each day, reflecting, taking that time to pray, seeking to listen to his voice in prayer, seeking to listen to his voice as we read or listen to the scriptures each day, perhaps also using the little books from Saginaw, which we have at the entrances this weekend, to help us reflect, to prepare our hearts to welcome the Lord's coming each day. Because certainly, as we move so fast and we run the rat race, we too often miss his coming in our lives. We miss his coming. We don't realize those little ways that the Lord is loving us through other people. Those little ways, and the Lord shows us his kindness through other people. Those little ways in which those around us who are in need are coming to us as Christ, and we are called to offer our care, our respect, our compassion, and our love to them. In those little ways, even through our suffering, the difficulties that we experience, Jesus is coming, rushing right into the middle of those, inviting us to cling to him, and reminding us of the great dependence that we have upon him, and how he has carried the heaviest cross for us, and he invites us to unite our crosses to his. Some time ago, there was a bus driver in Oklahoma, and he set a pretty unusual record. He had driven a bus for over 23 years and had gone 900,000 miles without an accident. And he was asked just how he had done it, and he simply said, "Watch the road. Watch the road." Yes, we are called to look for the Lord's coming in our daily lives, to watch that road that he takes to our hearts, to open our eyes, to stand erect, and to be ready for his coming. And then we can be confident when it is, whenever it is, he comes. But he wants us to recognize him in our daily lives, to recognize his love and the mercy that he constantly offers us. And here, once again, in the Eucharist, he strengthens us with himself, so we can watch the road and welcome him into our hearts.